I recently attended a local pop-up shop event. In case you are not familiar with the term, a pop-up shop, sometimes referred to as flash retailing, is a trend where an entrepreneur opens up a sales space for a short amount of time, usually one day. The idea behind this tactic is to generate interest in your products, make sales, and engage your brand with potential customers. However, the ability to market effectively is a pain point for many small businesses, and it was a recurring theme at this event. In this episode, we discuss how to attract more customers to your business by understanding your competitive advantages and using your strengths to promote your brand. Stay with us. Your business transformation begins now.
Welcome to the Knowledge Catalyst. In this podcast, we help small business owners accelerate their growth by using knowledge as a strategic asset. Our show is focused on discovering hidden knowledge insights small business owners and entrepreneurs can use to build stronger customer relationships, create better products, and increase profitability. If you are looking for innovative tools, techniques, and strategies to grow your business, invest in your success with your host, Dr. Orlando Skelton.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Knowledge Catalyst. In this episode, we take a deeper look at the brand, trust, customer dynamic often misunderstood by small business owners exhibiting at events like weekend pop-up shops. Before we begin, it is important to note that pop-up events present small business owners with a unique opportunity to directly interact with customers. Here is a typical scenario. A potential customer walks up to your booth and will ask you about your product or the company. At this point, you will start to give your sales pitch. Upon completion of your presentation, the customer may have a few questions, will thank you politely, and move to the next vendor. Does this sound familiar? Question: What value did the customer receive from this interaction? A few business owners may reflect on the last discussion to see if they can improve their presentation, while others will repeat the same sales pitch for the duration of the event. This interaction highlights the pain point we touched on in the pre-show introduction, namely the ability to market effectively. So, let's analyze this discussion in more detail. When a customer asks you about your product or company, what they really want to know is why should they buy from you. First, every prospect you interact with is providing you with valuable observational information and marketing insights like age, ethnicity, nationality, gender, income, marital status, and brand affinities from items like purses, clothes, jewelry, and shoes. You can also gather high-level inferences about their personality, opinions, attitudes, and beliefs. Therefore, before or while giving your sales pitch, you should engage prospects in a discussion to learn more about them and tailor your presentation according to their wants or needs that emphasize the benefits they will receive using your products. Again, remember, your main focus should be on providing value. Second, to build trust, you must demonstrate an understanding of products competitive with yours and substitutes the customer may consider purchasing in lieu of buying from you. This is an important concept and a key part of building your brand. Knowing your competitive advantages and how your product is positioned relative to the competition will yield big dividends. So, what is a competitive advantage and more importantly, why should you care? A competitive advantage is a capability or characteristic that enables a company to outperform the competition. This allows a company to achieve higher profit margins and creates value for the company. A competitive advantage must be difficult, if not impossible, to duplicate. If it is easily copied or imitated, it is not considered a sustainable competitive advantage. In other words, a competitive advantage differentiates your company from the competition. It contributes to the ability to set higher prices, attract more customers, and promotes brand loyalty. Establishing a competitive advantage is one of the most important goals for any company. However, finding or creating a competitive advantage is challenging. Thus, before a competitive advantage can be created, it is important to know the following. 1. You must be clear on the benefit your product or service provides. It must offer real value. For example, will the benefit offer convenience, save money, provide personal satisfaction, prestige, or security? 2. What are the characteristics of your ideal customer and target market? And finally, who are your competitors and what are they offering? When a small business goes to market highlighting its unique competitive advantages, ensure your advantages are specific and not too vague for customers to appreciate. For example, don't promise customers you will ship out their orders as fast as you can. Make the advantage clear and easy to grasp. Instead, Promise to ship all orders made before 4:30 p.m. on the same day they were ordered, and you have an advantage customers can easily understand. Here is another example. Saying you have the best customer service isn't going to translate into a competitive advantage. However, initiating a unique policy that directly benefits your customers will certainly count as a competitive advantage and will be the reason people choose your business over your competitors. The key to successfully gaining a competitive advantage is to make a clear, concise, and easily recognizable distinction between your business and others in your industry. To be easily recognizable, the advantage must be demonstrable and easily proven to customers. This will build trust. Remember, customers do not buy from people or companies they do not trust. Keeping up with marketing trends and not being left behind is a vital aspect of creating a competitive advantage. For example, if your competitors are using mobile apps and mobile websites, your business should also go mobile before you're the only one who hasn't. Failing to go mobile could make it more difficult for you to attract new customers. However, if you launch mobile apps as well, at a minimum, it will help keep your business competitive. A well-run business might identify multiple competitive advantages when developing a marketing strategy, but be cautious about casting too wide a net and weakening the impact of the advantages. Identify the ones that will bring in the most money and focus on those. Of course, the biggest mistake companies make is to promise a competitive advantage that they can't deliver. This leads to unsatisfied customers who won't return, not to mention the loss of potential new customers if you receive bad reviews. Often, you're competing in an environment where advantages are slight and subtle. Your advantages may not be apparent, or your offer may be similar to the competition that for all intents and purposes it's the same. But even if that's the case, you still have to answer the question posed earlier. Why should a customer buy from you? You need an edge, something that triggers the all-important purchase decision. So, at this point, you may wonder, how can I create competitive advantages for my business? Here is a list of 6 common approaches you can use to create a competitive advantage. 1. Focus on your online reputation. Today, consumers compare reviews on most products and services before purchasing. If you're at the top of the list in terms of your ratings and review comments, it gives you a strong competitive advantage. Reputation management is now a vital marketing tactic. Not only do you need to earn positive reviews with great service, you also need to make sure they appear across multiple review platforms, Google in particular. Conversely, a negative review puts small businesses at a distinct disadvantage. It's a problem that can jeopardize your business. To get the most out of reviews, elicit specific comments from customers that reflect the most important aspects of the value you deliver. Use testimonials on your website that feature names and ideally pictures of actual clients. Consumers today want to know what your customers have to say about you. They trust this content, and they expect to find it. Make sure you are top-rated in your market. Number 2. Develop a clear and specific value proposition. Your value proposition is where you most directly provide an answer to the question of why a consumer should choose you. This is where you make your case. Even if your service is basically the same as dozens of other providers, you must create a message that distinguishes you from the competition. Maybe you have a slight price or delivery advantage. It may come down to customer service. Perhaps you have a unique specialty or work better with a particular type of customer. When you develop a value proposition, you answer the unspoken question on everyone's mind: what's in it for me? Without this answer, you're just another face in the crowd. Number 3. Be the best information resource. The internet is often called the information superhighway, and consumers use it with a keen eye to find businesses that offer unbiased, useful information. Informational content through blogs, videos, and social media gives you a competitive advantage in multiple ways. First, when you fill information gaps that help people solve a problem, you earn trust. People feel like you're doing them a favor, and even feel a sense of obligation to work with you because you helped them. For example, Appliance Parts Pros does an excellent job of providing information on their YouTube channel. They provide clear do-it-yourself instructions. Offering information to support the use of their products is a natural part of the service they provide. Take a look at your market. Are there information gaps that tend to cause hesitation with buyers? If there are and you fill them with the high-quality, useful information, you create a powerful competitive advantage. Number 4. Be likable. This is a competitive advantage few businesses consider, but its impact is huge. People buy from people they like. They are drawn to brands they have a sense of affinity with. The question businesses face is how to use online marketing to create a likable presence. There have never been better ways to use marketing collateral to create a friendly relationship with prospective clients. Think no further than having Facebook, friends, or the personal touch of Instagram photos. Social media is a great opportunity for a business to express its personality. You can be personable, funny, even irreverent if it's done properly. If you can get people to laugh, you've helped your sales cause. It's also useful to create a voice for your website and other marketing collateral. Voice is the personality or a part of your branding that lets visitors know there are warm, funny, caring people behind your business content. The internet is full of dry, uninspired business content. Most business owners think they must be dull to sound professional. Putting some personality into your content is an effective way to be more likable, which is a big competitive advantage when surrounded by dull sales copy from your competitors. Number 5. Segment your target audiences. Most smaller businesses have one marketing campaign that targets all their ideal customers. Notice the word "one" in the previous sentence. Small businesses can create a big competitive advantage by running multiple marketing campaigns. Marketing is not one size fits all. People respond to content that is reflective of their lifestyles and specific to their needs. In other words, if someone searches for healthy snacks for truckers, they want to see content that connects directly to that search. If a homeowner wants a deal on a water heater replacement, they're more likely to convert on a landing page that specifically has a deal on water heater installation. Likewise, it's powerful to segment campaigns based on demographics. If you're targeting baby boomers, you won't do well with ads that feature people in their 20s. Smaller businesses typically skip campaign segmentation because it requires more work and a larger marketing budget. Therefore, it gives you a big competitive advantage when customer segmentation is done with precision. And finally, number 6. Collect and use data to make informed decisions. One sure way to failure is to expend minimal effort setting up an advertising campaign. You can't set and forget your marketing and expect to be competitive. Digital activities leave a trail that marketing can track. Using data, you can identify what works and what does not. Then use the data collected to refine your copy, split test ads, refine your target markets, and measure conversion rates. The key takeaways from today's discussion are to use the pop-up shop event as a data collection opportunity. By using the knowledge insights collected, you can identify or create the competitive advantages which provide the most value to your customers. The pop-up shop is also an excellent occasion to test and refine your marketing strategy. If you would like to learn step-by-step how to create a competitive advantage for your business, visit our learning center at theknowledgecatalyst.com.
We appreciate you joining us for another episode of The Knowledge Catalyst. Be sure to visit the show notes to receive your free ebook. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our show. Thank you for listening, and until our next episode, keep investing in your success. And remember, learning is the key to transforming yourself and your business.